Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, you know, we're being told we all need to eat more fruits and vegetables, at least 5 servings a day. And unless you've been a real fruit and veggie hound, I think that's really difficult for most people. And we see a number of ads and information about how do we sneak those fruits and veggies into kids' meals. And whether your mom or grandma or whoever, you may be concerned about what those kids are eating and want to try that a bit. But maybe we could use that same information ourselves, because as adults, we have pretty strong habits about what we like and don't like, and veggies may not be at the top of the list for a whole lot of people. So guess what? There's been some research done related to sneaking those kinds of veggies into adult foods. And part of it was, of course, getting more of those nutrients into the food. But it also found out that people lost some weight. And there's a few people who can, you know, do not need to lose weight, try to gain weight even. But for the most part, I think most of us would like to lose a few pounds at least. Well, this research added hidden pureed vegetables to regular entrees like macaroni and cheese, for instance. And this research done, it was at Pennsylvania State University. And adding hidden pureed vegetables to entrees can reduce the number of calories the meals pack without sacrificing texture or taste, but helping to cut the overall calorie intake. So using stealth, they called them not sneaky, they called them stealth vegetables to pad dishes in the study of unsuspecting adults had an additional benefit. The participants more than doubled their intake of fiber and vitamin-packed veggies without even knowing it, and that was in addition to losing some weight. The overconsumption of energy-dense foods, of course, leads to excessive energy intakes, and that leads to piling on more pounds. The substitute of low energy dense vegetables for foods higher in energy density, that's same as more calories, can help decrease that total calorie intake. And that may be difficult for us when we dislike the taste of vegetables especially. I think people in general are more apt to like fruits than they are vegetables, so we have to work a little harder getting those vegetables in. Now, this was a small group of people. The study included 20 men and 21 women who agreed to eat at the lab once a week. Only once a week were these meals changed for 3 weeks. And volunteers were served as much as they wanted to eat, along with side dishes such as bread and rolls and strawberry yogurt, broccoli, green beans, depending on the meal, and given snacks to take home, such as carrot sticks or fig cookies. Well, I have a choice there to be the veggie one. The meals were always the same. So once a week they ate the same meal. Carrot bread for breakfast, macaroni and cheese for lunch, and chicken and rice casserole for dinner. Portion sizes were controlled by weight, and the researchers kept a close account, not only with the amount of food that was served, but the amount of food that was eaten by each person. Unknown to the diners, because this was a part of their research project, back in the kitchen, cooks were slipping in vegetables that had been steamed and then pureed. Sounds gross at first, doesn't it? But when you know, you don't know it's there, it's okay. Cauliflower, squash, or carrots, depending on the entree, were added to main dishes. And the result was a helping of food that was either 15% or 25% vegetable by weight, although it looked pretty much tasted and otherwise resembled the original. So, of course, some of the participants got their traditional version, and others got this veggie-enhanced entree. The study subjects all ate about the same amount of the given entree, and that's sort of interesting that although, you know, varied people were there, they ate about the same amount. But those who were eating the altered foods saw their calorie intake drop substantially, as much as 360 calories a day. You go, that's not so much. But the cutting calories, 360 calories a day, this is a clue for all of us, means a person could lose about a pound in 10 days. Now, you may want to lose more than that in 10 days, you know, if you're really on a diet and you're looking for something to happen here. But over time, if you just want to control and get down, a pound in 10 days is pretty good. And you can do that by cutting 360 calories a day. Maybe not so difficult. Nearly half the subjects said at the end of the study that they could tell something was different about the altered meals, but only two said they could taste the extra vegetables. This strategy could lead to substantial reductions in energy intake and an increase in vegetable consumption. But some others looking at this study said, nah, maybe not, that may not happen. And one of the reasons, of course, it takes some extra time to puree the vegetables and work them into whatever it is you're making, which means you were going to make that entree in the first place. And lots of us do a lot less cooking than we used to. So, you know, that's kind of right at the top of the list, as if we want to take the extra time. Some people think it takes extra money as well, and it may, depending on where you shop and what you're buying. And you have to be motivated to want to have a healthier meal. You know, if you don't care if it's a healthier meal, then none of that applies to you. But if you're not concerned about you as an adult, then maybe you are concerned about some kids, as you're hearing research that says that kids now are not going to live as long as their grandparents. Certainly, you know, they're not going to reach those same ages, and maybe not as long as their parents, because there are so many health problems in addition to being overweight, which is one of the causes of all the health problems. There are other kinds of health problems. I think diabetes is on the rate going up almost unbelievably, along with lots of other things. And young kids that are tested often find they have higher cholesterol rates. They may already have some heart problems. I mean, it's pretty scary. So, you know, if you're not motivated for yourself to include more fruits and veggies and less high fats, well, maybe you want to look to future generations. There are a number of websites, as you might guess, that are geared toward sneaking in more vegetables, and there could also be some hints in terms of lower fat proteins, more fruits, more fiber. All of those things are important in diets. And you certainly have seen ads, if you watch TV ads at all, maybe you click them off, but if you watch that, there are whole servings of vegetables in a variety of things. The only question there you have to look at when they are in tomato sauces or those kinds of things, to be sure that the salt content hasn't just also skyrocketed along with that extra vegetable. One of the sneaky things is replacing pasta with some veggies, and one that I've seen suggested is to cut zucchini into long pasta-like strands using like a potato peeler. And I've not tried that one, but I have tried sliced eggplant in lasagna. It's replacing the noodles, and I didn't tell people when they were eating it. They had no idea that the eggplant had replaced the noodles. One little caveat there, if you're going to try that, you need to let the eggplant stand for a little bit, because it needs to have some of the water drain out of it. Otherwise, you get really watery lasagna. So you don't want to do that. So there are ways, of course, of being sneaky, and people don't even know that they are getting more veggies. One of the main ways that is being suggested for kids or for adults, again, is that blending, making, pureeing the vegetable and then adding it into spaghetti sauce, adding it into the macaroni and cheese. And perhaps you've seen suggestions and recipes for using mashed cauliflower instead of mashed potatoes, and you could do a complete substitute, or perhaps you want to do a combination. Some people have said they can't tell the difference. So pureeing vegetables and adding them to other foods. Adding one of the suggestions I've read, have not tried this, is pureeing spinach and adding it to hamburgers. And nobody knows they're there, supposedly. You need to try those things out if you are concerned and you want to take that extra time. You do need, of course, a piece of equipment, a blender or some way to puree those vegetables if you're going to be adding them and trying to not let people see they are there. A couple of other suggestions that can help all of us. Substitute nutritious liquid for water, for instance, in simmering rice or some other vegetables. You can do that in vegetable broth rather than in water. And again, you may want to watch the salt content of the vegetable broth because often they are very high in salt. But if you're not adding other salt, and it's, it may be an okay thing to do. Just in general, for a protein boost, you can puree white beans. They don't add any color to whatever you're adding them to, and they're pretty bland, so probably not going to add a lot of different kind of flavor. And a half a cup of cooked white beans equals about 1 ounce of protein. Excuse me, 1 ounce of meat. So the protein that would be in that. Little thing about serving desserts for yourself and for kids. If you're going to serve dessert, do it as close to the meal as possible. When sweets are consumed with or just after a protein meal, the sugar is absorbed considerably slower. And the same is true when sweets are combined with fat. So you'll be satisfied with that sweet, and yet it doesn't spike the blood sugar as much as it would as if it was all by itself. That afternoon snack of a candy bar may not be the best way to go. Definitely is not the best way to go. A good afternoon snack would be some vegetables or some fruit. Or I'm seeing on the store shelf hard-cooked eggs. If you don't want to take time to do some hard-cooked eggs, you can buy them already cooked. High protein level. We're used to be told, eggs were really, really bad for you. Well, only eat if you eat dozens a week. And combine the hard-cooked egg with perhaps some high wheat crackers, and you've got good fiber, good protein, and it's going to last in your system. You're going to feel satisfied. So lots of different things you can do. And just one last comment, smoothies are a good way to sneak in lots of fruits and veggies. So add smoothies to your meal. Be sure to do it without adding lots of sugar. And until next time, it's not so important where you stand, but in which direction you're heading.